I hope you'll postpone the election. There was not 7 days' notice for this meeting. If the three officers who are on this board agreed that it was necessary to have a meeting without that 7 days' notice because there was a press of time, then this meeting is proper. However, I would be surprised if the three officers, in fact, determined that we couldn't wait for this meeting for a week. And so I hope you will give proper notice, and everybody will have an opportunity to consider other candidates besides the four who are running for the four offices. I also want to talk more generally about transparency and the appearance of backroom decision making, and as it applies to the elections as well. The KPFA LSB has decided that they want a new election for staff, the majority. It was a very close vote. Now, on this board, I presume that the majority will not want there to be a vote, but there will be a minority who will question whether or not the vote was fair and whether, in fact, the bylaws were followed. And I'd like to point out that this has the appearance of the majority deciding which elections are going to be redone and which are not. And so I think it is important that you do one or the other, not dependent on what you happen to want to happen. If you like this election, then we're going to keep it, whereas it violates the bylaws. And I hope that the time limits that are being imposed on the listeners will also be imposed on the board members.
Thank you. The next speaker.
I'm Rafael Renteria from the KPFA Interim Program Council. I'm Rafael from the Interim Program Council. The elections that were recently held were illegal under the bylaws, not only the time extensions, but the absence of any effective COI on the part of this body. The bylaws were... COI, Committee of Inclusion.
Can you just speak up, Rafael? We're having trouble hearing you.
Could I start again?
Yes.
All right. We have a microphone.
No, it's not.
It's for recording, but not amplification. Yeah, let's begin again, and just speak up if you can.
I'll do what I can.
Okay.
The elections, that's better. The elections that were recently held were held in violation of the bylaws, especially here at KPFK on two counts. The first count being that this body never constituted a committee of inclusion that functioned or met or had any public meetings as per the demands of the bylaws. And that body was designed to, of course, recruit candidates of color and do analyses of diversity and so on and so forth. It's a crucial question. And this body never saw fit to constitute a functional COI. So these elections were legal on that score. Also on the score of the fact that they were delayed. Now, at the last meeting, where the old members were still here, it was decided to table this question until the new members came on board. And it's kind of weird to have people who were elected under an election be deciding whether or not the election was valid. And I don't know if that's what you intend or not, but it would be kind of nuts if that's what you do intend. Now, on the basis of that, on the fact that there's not been a single listener appointed to any committee of the KPFK LSD at any time in the course of the last year since the first elections, and that this is the only LSB that has, in effect, passively refused to put listeners on its board, I want to ask you not to re-elect any of the officers or any of the PNB members. Now, I got here too late. I don't know who's running. Okay, this may be just a completely moot point. But I'd like to see some changes here, some spirit of openness to the listeners, and some spirit of accountability to these bylaws. And speaking of which, there's no time set aside for the listeners to address the elections of officers. And that's wrong.
Thank you, Rafael. The next speaker.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention is that... my name is Francisco Martinez, and on the nominations, one of the compañeros was not here yet, so I wanted to nominate Rodrigo Argueta as for treasurer at this point. And the reason why I'm doing that is he was not here yet when the nominations were being held.
Thank you.
Okay,
one moment, there's a procedural. Okay. if I'm not mistaken, we have a motion that the treasurer, if elected tonight, would be pro tem, and the process would be opened up. We're not going to interrupt public comment, but we'll explain to Rodrigo that motion, and it does do pretty much what Francisco wants to do. Incidentally, I was there for the interview today, and you didn't show up, Francisco. Anyway, that's a different thing. Okay, so let's go ahead with our next speaker.
I'm going back to the time over a year ago, I think, when the board, local board, voted on the three bylaws. And on the first vote, those that were disappointed with the with the bylaws after a couple of years studying the bylaws very seriously and made recommendations for change, and we won by one vote. But then subsequently, you people put up another vote, and there was all kind of behind the scenes, you know, mainstream media politics, and we that wanted to reform the bylaw lost by one vote. Now, a lot of the people that did not get on the board in this past election were the people that wanted to reform the bylaw. So all I'm saying is, you better not just brush us aside because you don't have a mandate like you might think you have.
Thank you very much.
The next speaker.
If we hold another round of election tomorrow, the level of participation of people of color will still be less than 2%. So I'm not really on this part of the question of, unless somebody can assure me that we're going to see increased participation of people of color. It is not happening, which is one of the reasons some of us have refused to contest this election. I mean, why would I contest an election when I will not get any validation from voters in South Central? It's not going to happen. So I agree with some of my brothers and sisters who are talking of, let us hold a new round of elections. Rather, I want to find out and I want to plead with the new board members and all of you that the membership, or the, whether you call it the mandate that you have been given, at least I know that your mandate is more legitimate than that of the new fascists now occupying the White House. That at least I can be sure of. But if we accept that this is the election, I just want you to take into consideration that for every minute that you spend here, relate it in terms of its meaningfulness to the lives of the people that KPFK is supposed to be helping, to whose agenda it is supposed to be pushing. Let us really see whether we can, your participation and contribution on the LSB will move this session forward in a way that it can become a voice of liberation. I do not really think we should spend much time, especially for those who call themselves progressive. Let us go and work on how to mobilize the people who are disempowered, those who are disenfranchised, so that when the next round of election comes, and perhaps members of the LSB will help us in doing that, we can really ensure the participation of people of color.
Thank you, Deli.
I'm the last one on the list. If anybody else wants to speak, then they can get up here.
Go right ahead.
I actually would like to, I would like the new board and the members of the board to acknowledge the two previous members' boards who are present here, acknowledge their contribution to the last year's board meetings that we have had. So we should acknowledge them. Okay. Okay. So, and I would like to acknowledge that too. So.
I will do that again at the end of public comment.
Yeah, and also I would like for the board to know that, and the previous board members to know that a table should not really separate us, and we still should participate, working together in this. For the next year's LSB meetings, if it's possible, we need to really do things a little bit differently. This meetings of 6 hours. And 5 hours, and this really is just draining every one of us, you guys and us. And I, for one, will not participate anymore, inshallah, if it goes on for 5-6 hours. What I really would like to plead with you is, you have committees, you have 7 committees. You should be conversing and arguing among yourselves. you know, prior to the meetings, and you should have a chair of each committee to come and give a report to the body and the two listeners. And if there is ever going to be a pro and con argument, there should be minimum of, if I could finish the sentence.
Yeah, finish the sentence.
Yes. And make it a mandatory for yourself, because you guys have passed this already, that have two or three pro and con to just speak about the issue and just take a vote with participation of the listeners. Otherwise, to just come back and do the same thing over and over again, it's really not progressing anywhere, and we're not moving forward.
Thank you very much, Madam Sir. Okay, before I take board comments, that apparently ends public comment. Now I saw a hand from David and Bill Gallegos, so, and Israel. Bill, excuse me, David. Margaret. Okay, one moment. Excuse me. A board member has asked for clarification. If you go to the agenda, we've just finished agenda item 4. We have a new 5, which is regular meeting schedule, and that's Lydia Bresson's agenda item. So, in a sense, we have a round of comments. Are these designed to respond to listener sponsors?
Yes,
and
we
still
here.
Have time.
Oh. Yeah, okay. So because we did not use the full 30 minutes,
yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
We have
fairly short.
We have 10 minutes.
Okay, so the stack is David, and go ahead, David.
Kara raised the issue of the bylaws. I'm not sure we ever reported this in the meeting. It was definitely a Sonali's report, written report that was sent to the board before, which we should provide the old PMB reports to the new members, but we did approve, the PMB approved that there be a bylaws convention. Since we don't have an election this coming year, there would be a bylaws convention to revisit all those issues, because there were a lot of things that weren't and aren't clearly working quite well.
Thank you. Bill.
I just want to respond to the issue of the people of color in the elections, because last year I raised that debate and issue at the very first board meeting, and we passed a resolution that said we wanted a national evaluation, and there was about 5 specific items that had to do with recruitment, voting, conference, disreputation, and everything. And it got pigeonholed, and we ended up with an elections committee that I was on that was just limited to administrative issues. And I guarantee that's not going to happen this time around. But that was one of the first items that got raised. And so when I looked at the who got elected to all the different boards, and I saw how the incredible underrepresentation of people of color, that the first thing that hit me. So just to know that, you know, it takes kind of, I'm a slow learner, so it took me about a year to kind of figure out how this stuff works. But I think this time, you know, we're going to be able to kind of really push to make that happen.
Margaret. Yeah, ditto, Bill, so I won't repeat some of what Bill raised, but I wonder, in terms of listening participation, if it was mentioned before I came in the room, to really thank the listeners as well as the board members who helped organize the town hall meeting.
Yes.
Because we're talking about outreach into communities of
right.
color.
That's
there were very, very few public activities of this board involving community outreach. That town hall meeting was one in East LA. The Haiti event that we did in the Leimert Park area was another of two concrete examples, and I think that they should be commended. The brother here in particular, I thought the turnout was really on the board that really worked to make that happen, and I would hope that we would continue to do that kind of outreach, because it speaks to exactly the issue that the brother raised in terms of outreach and involving communities of color.
Okay, we have Israel, Grace, Eva, and Reza on the stack, and that's it.
How much time?
We have 5 more minutes.
Okay, Israel.
Yeah, I just want to note when I made a motion at the beginning to extend the time in 30 minutes, it was voted down. Later on, we went ahead and did it anyhow, but took a meeting at the time. We're wasting time when we don't accurately assess the time you need to consider issues carefully. On the matter of the elections and the nominations, I would favor if we did a pro tem today and allowed time for people to consider these nominations or any others
to have an election to coincide with our election of the national director. We need to know who started, who are these who people, what the people who want to hold these offices have in mind to improve our functioning, to setting priorities, to reaching out to listeners, to include them in committees, these kinds of issues, as against merely perfunctorily having someone. This is not against anybody being nominated. The point is, we spend more time on idiotic procedural things that waste time than we do in considering carefully the people that we want to have to run our operations. That's bad backwards.
Okay, but I just want to remind the board, while these comments are very germane, we do have an agenda that we're supposed to be moving on, and I'm very much afraid that we're going to get caught tonight. The agenda item that is next is the regular scheduled meeting, the regular schedule of meetings that Lydia Brazon is proposing. Who else is on this agenda?
And I would have Grace, Eva, and Reza.
Okay, let's see. Who is it?
Grace
is recognized.
Okay. I just would like to say that I think that it would be fair to extend Julie's proposal to make the treasurer be a pro tem position to also the secretary, because the secretary position is also open to people who are not on the LSB.
Yes.
So if I am elected secretary, I would be willing to accept that as a pro tem position.
Maybe I was a little unclear, and I did write it out, but I was just, suggesting that we open up nominations and have an application process, because kind of like how we set precedent last year, to kind of continue along those lines. And I don't know if there's really a lot of action that would be had, so I don't know if it makes sense to kind of go through an elections process now rather than just wait to get the application and then go through the process.
Okay, now, members of the board, the motion that was passed by Julie's motion only affected treasurer.
Right.
Now, it's going to be time consuming.
We haven't voted yet.
Oh, that's right. But it only affected treasurer. So, when we come to a vote, if you want to amend or something, that would be the appropriate time. I'm going to actually see anyone else on the staff.
Eva and Reza.
Eva.
Because as KPFK, all the 6 to 4 to the CNB meetings because of the finances, the 5 days, the finances for the 4 meetings. Just to answer your question, then we'll be doing all the tech support for the CNB meeting, KPFK. And then the second issue, web access to finance report. You can find the monthly finance report on Pacifica. In the new year, we'll start moving them to KPFK.
It's kpfk.org, and click on.
Well, the finance reports are posted on Pacifica.org.
Pacifica.org.
So in the new year, I'd like to start putting those finance reports onto the kpfk.org.
Okay, and the final comment from Reza. Welcome, a new board member.
Thank you. I'm really concerned. We have to show that our election is different than so-called every 4 years election. So, as Margaret said, let's ask listeners on the air, not here, on the air to participate in the next election. Let's clear this, and we know that, you know, we are different than any so-called agency.
Thank you very much. All right, we're moving the agenda. Please go to the agenda. It will be agenda item 5. Lydia, I hope your motion is clear, can be seconded, and dealt with quickly.
Okay. I am moving that this board set a calendar for the whole rest of next year, starting with the month of February. January, we are constrained by the national board meeting, so that's a little bit separate. So starting in February through December, that we take a vote tonight to allow us to, by email, determine what those meetings will be, and I'm proposing monthly meetings, so a calendar in advance so that we always know when these meetings are going to be. I think it's
important
for our attendance.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. It's open for discussion. David, and then Sherna, and then Donna.
I think it's important to, I'd like for a minute to include January, because we need to elect. I think we need to have one in January, too, to elect committee members so that committees can begin convening. I don't think we should wait until February to start that, so I'd like to amend it to the calendar to include a meeting in January.
Well, no, I believe, if I understood her right, we are having a meeting in January, and that's where this would be.
We're having a delegates meeting. I didn't know we're having
No, we're having an LSB meeting also. All right, and excuse me.
But in terms of, let's say, the monthly, if we were to decide every third Thursday and every da-da-da, I'm saying January is distinct because the bylaws specify that we have to hold it at the beginning
That's
of
right.
January
right.
to facilitate the late January T&B meeting,
right.
so that may be part from our regular calendar. That's
Very good. Now, if I remember the stack, Sherna?
I wonder, Lydia, if you would accept as a friendly amendment that these alternate between a weeknight and a weekend.
Yeah, I'm not proposing anything. I'm just saying monthly, and I'm saying that we should.
That's the second part. Let's do that later.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is
don't mess this up yet.
That we could send everything by email in terms of our.
This we should have
I would
first.
Accept it, yes.
Okay, but at this point, we're going to decide some of that by email if the board approves this process. Uh-huh. There was someone else, I believe it was Donna. Go ahead.
I have two questions. One was, who's going to do the coordinating? Are you taking on... Oh, currently, let me tell you, I love the idea of a calendar for the end of the year. But I'd like to know who's going to coordinate that calendar, at least so that we can vote on it in February. The second thing I want to know is where does that put all these special meetings we seem to like to have every week? Does that mean that we may date them, but we're just going to no more special meetings? And I got a third question. If you don't attend the special meetings, does that mean you really did not make a meeting of the LSB?
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, in regard to the special meeting, I think that if we have these regularly scheduled meetings, then when we do have a special meeting, which is distinguished by the need to have a special meeting on a specific agenda item, it will be limited to that, which means it would be shorter and we would resolve that particular issue via concentrated thing. And hopefully we wouldn't have like your opinion. So that's actually the purpose of having that longer calendar. I also think that it does cover our upcoming decisions for people who have a poor attendance record. They don't have as much of an excuse that they participate in setting up this year's calendar in not attending those preset meetings. But I think that that we would just logically take into consideration a special meeting that is called on short notice.
I call the question.
Yeah,
she
finished.
Yes.
And then what was your
question?
Who's going to coordinate?
I was wondering about.
And are you going to? You're going to coordinate?
Who's going to coordinate?
The secretary.
Whoever.
Don and I will coordinate.
Well, whoever the chair is and Lydia. All right, the question's been called for. If there's no further discussion, we don't
would
have
the,
to.
Would the secretary read so clearly what it is?
One moment.
Okay.
Yeah, one moment.
As best as I could get it, Lydia Frazon moves that a schedule of monthly meetings from February to December be allowed to be decided by email so that a calendar of meetings for the next year be established.
Yeah.
All right. Those in favor of closing, calling the question and closing debate.
I think the meeting was incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, Lydia wants to know what was incorrect.
I thought you said it would be voted.
It would be voted in the public. What
would happen?
She described it as being decided by email, and I thought you said it would be
voted. Well, we would coordinate by email, and we would take a public vote in January.
Coordinated by email.
Yeah. Good point. That's a good point.
By email. Okay.
Okay, seeing no further discussion, I think we can move directly to a vote.